Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine D. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Thursday, June 18th. And today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are in the chapter A Vision for You on page 163. We're reading and commenting on paragraph 2. It begins with, "We know of an AA member." Today's readers are Kathy S., Andrea S., Robin T., Dion R., and Roz G. Christy and Kay will greet our newcomers at the end of the meeting, and then Leslie M. will close us out with some important announcements. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, that would be for Wednesday, June 17th, is 14826. That's 14826. And the reference number for this morning's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for June 18th is 14832. That's 14,832. DOA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover, yay, through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Kathy S. to please read the 12 steps.
Thanks, Elaine. This is Kathy S., compulsive overeater from Georgia. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Step 1, we admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Kathy S. And I will now ask Andrea S. to please read the 12 traditions.
Hi, good morning, fellows. This is Andrea S. in New Jersey, the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Andrea S. So how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions and the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter of Vision for You. We're on page 163 and reading paragraph 2. And I will now ask Robin P. to please begin reading.
I want to unmute
you, Robin.
Thank you. This is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. We know of an AA member who is living in a large community. He had lived there but a few weeks when he found that the place probably contained more alcoholics per square mile than any city in the country. This is only a day ago at this writing, 1939. The authorities were much concerned. He got in touch with a prominent psychiatrist who had undertaken certain responsibilities for the mental health of the community. The doctor proved to be able and exceedingly anxious to adopt any workable method of handling the situation. So he inquired, what did our friend have on the ball? You know, I think it's the willingness of spirit. It's like, how I recover it is being honest, open, and willing. And that's what he had. He was being honest, open, and willing. And that's how the program started. You know, it's such an easy process for us to follow. We just stick with the winners and we just, you know, rinse and repeat, you know, and do our best to work the steps and to share the message with others. They were creating this program as they went along and tuning into God. And, you know, I call it like living by Braille, you know, like feeling their way through it and totally surrendering. Now do I do God? Now what do I do God? And now in this time that we are in, this brand new time, so much going on, so many different ways, we get to just keep doing that ourselves. And I think there's such great role models for us. How can we serve? How can we carry the message? How can we be a blessing to God and our fellows? And that's what I keep taking from this, because they were it was a very hard startup. I'm an inventor. I know what it's like to have a startup. Their startup was really hard, really financially challenging in every way. they had challenges, and they just kept showing up to serve anyway. So God bless everybody in your recoveries. I pray that you all have a very blessed, abstinent day. Thanks so much, Elaine, for your service. I pass.
And thank you also, Robin T., for your service, for showing up for your service. If we all do our job, this world could be a better place. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. Who would like to comment on the second paragraph on page 163?
Larry G. from California.
Larry G. Oh, come on. Anybody else out there want to share their thoughts on the amazing start of this this amazing program?
Dionar.
Dionar.
Andrea S.
Andrea S. We got room for a few more.
Maria P.
Maria P. Okay, why don't we start with you four, and then we'll take on some more. So I've got Larry G. followed by Dion R., Andrea S., and Maria P. Anybody else want to jump in? Okay, let's go with Larry G. Please go ahead.
My name's Larry G. from Northern California. Thank you for service. This is an important day for me. I want to share with everybody in this call that I've got 30 days of abstinence. And what does that have to do with today's reading? Well, it has a lot to do with it. I was introduced to a vision for you, which is a larger community of recovered compulsive eaters. I had no idea you existed. On May 17th, I like Bill Dobson, we've been reading about, I felt like I was a goner. I've been in OA since 1988. I've had a lot of success, but I've become a chronic relapser. And I sat in my house after having three dinners. And I, like Bill Dobson, I knew it was a goner. And I reached out and I called this woman who I had no idea was in a vision for you. And she suggested this program, which is a larger community. I belong to an OA community. Small OA community. And when I got in this call, my jaw dropped. I heard people who ate the way I eat, who think the way I think, and who behave the way I behave. I have not heard these stories in a long time in my community. I felt that I was a loner. I was a goner. And now I was hearing people introduce themselves as recovered. And so I want to let you know that because of you, because of this meeting, because of the Big Book, because of my sponsor, Rachel, who is in this program, I have 30 days, and it's a miracle. I've never felt this way. I am a recovered alcoholic who I have 40 years. I know that I am recovered, and I know that the only relief is complete abstinence from alcohol, as it says in the doctor's opinion. I did not believe it could ever happen for me in Over Years Anonymous, but today I do. I believe that the only relief from the compulsion of this food addiction its entire absence. Thank you, everybody on this call. Thank you for reaching out. Those of you who reached out and have supported me. I can't wait to finish up with the Big Book with my sponsor so I can go out and help other people and give it back. I pass.
Congratulations, Larry G. Way, yay, the best is yet to come. Okay, Dion R., you are up next, followed by Andrea S.
Yes, hi, good morning. This is Dion R., a recovered compulsive overeater from the seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And the gentleman that just shared on the 30 days. What a gift. What a gift this program is to me and my family. He says, we know of an AA member who's living in a large community. And it says, I guess I'm identifying in as the part. I was trying to see, where am I identifying it? The Dr. Prove, I guess, that part, yes. After coming to 12-step program, my physicians of all ranges knew they can trust me after a few years. Like, oh, wait a minute. You're still not smoking cigarettes? Oh, you're not this? No. So watch the weight in me develop. I got a compliment even after a few years and a few 24 hours, as they say, in Overeaters Anonymous, of recovering from the seemingly hopelessness, is my doctor said, wow, the pandemic. And where's your pandemic weight? You know, I was like, I don't know. I hope it doesn't come back. But because he was impressed that I left, I said, because I'm still working the same food program I told you about. I have to go to OA whether a pandemic or earthquake or what. So it's like house and no house, food and no food, whatever. I must work this program. And when I tapped into it, at first I wanted to just give it to everyone. I still do. But today, the only way I can give it to them for me is by my actions and even why they watch me go through difficult times and see, wow, you're still not eating. It's only because of this program. It's God gave me this program, power, which is God. He gave me all of you. And you guys show me, you opened this book up and became visual people of the book. I can actually see it in modern day times, everything I read in here. So every time someone share, we have a convention, and every time someone just read the steps, I am reminded that I can recover too. And that's all I have for today. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much, Dionar. And every time I say your name, I think I pronounce it differently. Andrea, and...
That's so great. I do trip everybody up because my mom named me Andrea, so I don't have it easy.
Oh, it's beautiful.
This is
beautiful.
Andrea in New Jersey, who does have it easy. I'm recovered in New Jersey. Thank you for hearing me. So what did our friend have on the ball? And this morning, those of you who don't know me, which is most of the hundreds who are on the line, there is a halting to my voice this morning. I'm having a symptom from my multiple sclerosis rear its head, and it's not a surprise. This happens every once in a while, so I am fine. But I don't have everything on the ball this morning. Why would I share? Why would me, who has all of my pride of trying to look good and ambition to have people see me a certain way so that I could have the emotional security of thinking that I'm approved of and not rejected and loved. So the Andrea before program would have not shared on a morning like today with this symptom. What do I have on the ball? I don't have anything on the ball, and that's the freedom I have in this program. My experience is that when I think I have anything on the ball, that's when I get tripped up, because when I try to manage it, that means I'm trying to control it, it being my life. And I start making decisions for myself that I have a track record of not succeeding at, as far as my addictive food behavior is concerned. And then as I got more and more into program, I found that I had a habit of making decisions in every other part of my life that on paper looked good to me, but they weren't, because they led to me making decisions that would tick people off or make me worried and go down the rabbit hole of trying to control things, and I'd get more and more nervous for not being able to control how people think of me or control how the world is. And I had a relapse this past January, so I'm back from relapse. I'm finding a whole lot of peace at not having everything on the ball except for one thing, being willing to fill in the blank, to start at square one, step one, accept that I'm powerless, and find the freedom in that it isn't all up to me anymore, and it never was in the first place. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Andrea, and welcome back. Maria P. is up next, and then we're going to take another lineup of people who'd like to share on page 163, paragraph 2, we know of an AA member. Please go ahead, Maria P.
Hello. My name is Maria, and I'm from Brooklyn, temporarily living in Vermont for a few months. And I was struck by the share and the reading. I am brand new to Overeaters Anonymous, and this is my third day of going to meetings in a row. What I'm struck by is the thing that I, in these 3 days, have realized is that what I have on the ball is that I know I'm not alone now. I have been banging my head against a brick wall for 20 years with light medical issues, trying to follow any advice and trying to follow a food program at least 8 to 10 times with light diseases, and never been able. I think there was even one diet I must have tried to, I restarted 27 times, but never could stick with it. So I'm just brand new, and I, like I said, I have experience in 12-step in the fact that I have really been in and out of two different programs, never did the steps fully. So now all three programs are really at a head with what's going on with my life. I have a life-threatening illness now, and I am trying to make sure that the way I'm eating is not killing me, and it is. So looking for a food sponsor, I think. Looking for a step sponsor, I'm pretty sure. And just general support. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. I pass.
Thank you to Maria P. and welcome. We'll be giving out numbers of newcomers for outreach calls as well as taking numbers from available sponsors, Big Book sponsors. So please stay there. Stay here. Okay. Oh, well, we value your experience, and we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. Who would like to comment on this paragraph today, page 163?
Roz G.
Oops.
Roz M.
Somebody M?
Joe M.
Joe M? Anybody
M
else?
M as in yours.
Okay, I've got Roz G and Joe M. Anybody else want to share?
Mary G.
Zane W.
Mary G and Zane W. You can take a couple more if you like.
Maya K.
Maya K. Okay, let's stop here and see how we do, all right?
Oh, Charity F.
Charity F. Welcome, Charity. Okay. Okay, Roz G, Joe M, Mary G, Zane W, Maya K, and Charity S, and we'll have room for a couple more after that. Okay, so please go ahead, Roz G.
Good morning, Elaine. Roz G, compulsive, recovered compulsive overheater. My abstinence day is July the 10th of 2019, so I almost have a year. Although I've been in the program since 2002, so that'll tell you how much work I've had to do to find out what my problem was. But, you know, this isn't a touchy-feely paragraph. I think that when we get to the paragraph on our book is to be suggestive only, you're going to get flooded with people wanting to share. But, you know, what I was thinking is that, you know, maybe it's really important to look at the obesity statistics in our country. You know, once in a while I'll watch a documentary on obesity or food or, you know, this, that. And they'll say, you know, this particular city has the most problem with obesity in the world, or shows, you know, where people have, you know, obesity problems. And I go to a face-to-face meeting where it's a you know, the surgery, I forget what it's called, it's a bariatric, we're on the same floor as the bariatric where the bariatric surgeries take place. And although I've never had that, I've heard so many people share over the years about how, you know, it didn't fix the problem, you know, and I thank God for the humility of Dr. Silkworth, who said, what with our synthetic knowledge, we're not sufficient to be able to fix this problem. So, you know, while there are schooled, educated doctors out there, and I have no place saying anything about them because I have no education in that area, but they're there. But this is a spiritual problem that calls for it's a spiritual program of action. And I love, you know, the newcomer kind of guy that was sharing earlier about how what this program has done. If this is a dry paragraph, I can say, and I don't mean that with any disrespect, but, you know, sometimes we're emotional. And I can say that, you know, I came to OA in 2002. How many years later have I had a full year of abstinence off and on? You know, and I'm so grateful for every experience I've had, every sponsor I've had, every faction of OA I've been in, grateful for every single bit of it. And now it's a vision for you. And a couple of other regular OA meetings I attend. It's all OA to me. I get resentful when I hear vision for you sponsor or vision for you this, you know, and I have to do 10 steps on that because it's OA for God's sake. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Roz G. Joe M., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Mary G.
Thank you for your service. My name is Joe M. I'm a compulsive overeater in Minnesota. He got in touch with a prominent psychiatrist who had undertaken certain responsibilities for the mental health of the community. The doctor proved to be able and exceedingly anxious to adopt any workable method of handling the situation. I do this. This is the kind of work I do, and those of us who are in recovery do. I take the message of recovery to the doctors that I go to. When I have a medical health issue, when I have an appointment, when I'm talking to a nurse, a physician's assistant, an MD, a specialist, anything like that, that is an open door for me to tell them about Overeaters Anonymous and the solution I found. I don't go off and talk about all my spiritual discoveries, but I will say, you know, they will comment. I mean, a lot of times they'll comment, you know, oh, your blood panel is ideal and your blood pressure is always so good and low. And they'll say things like that. And that is my perfect opportunity to say the only reason that that's true is because I'm in a recovery program called Overeaters Anonymous. I said, my weight is consistent because I'm in recovery from active food addiction. Overeaters Anonymous. Many times they have not heard of Overeaters Anonymous. So I will say Overeaters Anonymous.
Yes. Excuse me. I just want to let you know you're breaking up a little bit. There's a little adjustment you can make, but you just started breaking up.
Okay. Does that help?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll pass. I don't know why I'm breaking up, so I'll pass for today. Thank you anyway.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry, Joe. It was a great share to start out. Maybe if you want to try without the headset?
I don't have a headset on. I'm speaking directly.
Oh, you're
better.
You're great right now. Please continue.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. All right. So anyway, so when I go to these professionals, that's an opportunity for me to tell them about Overeaters Anonymous because they see patients all the time who are obese because we've got a lot of obesity. And so then they can refer those folks to Overeaters Anonymous because the medical profession, as wonderful as it is, does not have an answer for compulsive overeating. They have answers for lots of things, but not compulsive overeating. So I feel a responsibility to tell the health professionals that I interact with about Overeaters Anonymous. So thank you. I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad you got to finish that share. Thank you, Joanne. Mary G., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Zane W.
Hi, this is Mary G. from Arizona, and recovered today by the grace of God. Thank you. And thank you for your service. I just was struck by this paragraph in the sense of, you know, how do I share the message of my recovery, especially now that, you know, I've been at the same weight for over 14 years, and people who I know now, who have just met me recently, don't know that I was ever heavy, that I had 80 pounds more than I do now. So, you know, when I tell my doctor, who has asked, you know, how my blood work is so wonderful, as was mentioned earlier, and, you know, my blood pressure is good, and I tell them about OA, and I usually say to them, please feel free to give them my number, you know, anyone who would like to contact me, because I remember when doctors tried to talk to me about being obese, you know, morbidly obese, they would say, you know, this, you've got to lose weight, but they would never give me any kind of, you know, solution or anything that, you know, I felt would work. And so, you know, unfortunately, I've never heard from anybody from my doctor's office. What I do do, though, in my, you know, circle of neighborhood friends, you know, outside associates, you know, other than OA, is that if people ask me, oh, you don't ever eat sugar? Why? You know, there's my opportunity. You know, I tell them I'm a compulsive overeater. You know, that is one of my alcoholic foods. I call them alcoholic foods, and they look at me like, what? And I explain that I'm in a 12-step program, you know, that works on food addiction as well as, you know, the alcoholic works on their alcoholic addiction. And, you know, that is the way that I feel that I carry the message to the community. And, you know, I can remember when I first lost my weight, you know, I just wanted to go up to every person that looked obese and say, there is a solution, there is a solution. But unfortunately, that wouldn't have worked for me. I wouldn't have listened to them and it would have been highly offended. But the more that I can spread it, you know, every now and then someone says, hey, you know what, I told my cousin, niece, nephew, whatever, and they do call, you know. Now, whether or not those people ever follow through, I honestly don't know. But my job is to spread the word, to give the message, and to let it go, and to trust that, you know, planting the seed, you know, maybe they will find their way to OA, and, you know, at least they've heard about it once. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary G. Zane W., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Maya K. Please go ahead, Zane.
Hello, this is Zane Duck, compulsive overeater here in Phoenix, Arizona. Maybe neighbors of Mary, who knows. I am grateful to be here. This is my first week actually practicing, you know, within the Vision for You line of sponsorship, working the program with a Vision for You sponsor. And I've been in OA for about 2.5-3 years prior, and AA for 4 years, another program for 3 years. And in AA and the other program, I've had like spick and span sobriety. But yeah, OA has just been the place that I've let the disease just hang out. And, you know, I'm grateful to God for a lot of progress, but I, in the last 3 months, have just been just feeling the toll of the obsession and the craving. And it's even though what it says in the doctor's opinion, and what Ruth M's talk about entire abstinence from the special edition says about, you know, and I guess what they're talking about in this reading with, you know, there's a big problem, and this psychiatrist really wanted to figure out what he could do about it. And that problem is that, you know, people like me are being just totally drained of life and spirit and vitality by this craving and by acting out on it. And I'm very thankful that this group exists. I'm thankful that I found, you know, by God's grace, a sponsor who is willing, ready, and available to take me through this book and hold me accountable. And I'm just experiencing a new freedom slowly but surely. I can just feel that it's new. It's different than my previous experience in OA because it's so clear. And I'm more committed, and I just give that all to God and look forward to continuing to be a part of this and listening and learning a lot. And I just wanted to quickly say hello because I introduced myself last week, but I'm back and still here. And I'm going to be sticking around. So thanks, everybody. God bless, and appreciate all the shares.
Thank you so much, Zane W. Welcome. Maya K., you are up next, and then we'll have Charity S. and take a couple more shares, I believe. Please go ahead, Maya.
Hi, I'm Maya K. from New York, compulsive overeater and bulimic. And I love that paragraph that they're showing a doctor, you know, realizing that these people have something on the ball. Because I've been in OA and out, in and out 30 years, and I've tried the easier, softer ways and inpatients and, you know, doctors and everything. And I always go back to OA because it's the only thing that really has ever helped me. So I know, I mean, the money I've spent and everything, but it's a miracle how far I've come, but I just have to say, you know, vision is kind of still new for me, and I really like the recovery on vision for you. I love OA. It's really saved my life, my whole life. But I'm having some weight problems today. I'm feeling like 3 pounds heavier, you know, and it's not like a huge deal, but it definitely brings back visions of wanting to, you know, act out, like, just gets, I get so angry, and I know I won't do anything, you know, bulimically. I haven't for 21 years, but, you know, I'm just, you know, I can always, I just feel like I need to work my program harder, and I don't know how to do it. I mean, I go to meetings every day, and I don't have a vision sponsor, but I have somebody who I love, and I just feel like I'm just clinging on to this meeting today, like a life preserver. So I needed to share because I'm just really desperate, and I hate feeling like this. And you know, I'm grateful I don't go up and down weight anymore, like these big leaps. I would go from anorexic to obese, and I'm in the normal weight range, but I still, you know, get scared. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, where did these 3-4 pounds come from, you know? And is it just today? And I don't compulsively weigh myself, so, you know, it could be nothing, but I'm being obsessive, and I think it's usually to do with, you know, step work and what's going on in my life and fear, and I know I have to work the program, but I'm just praying that, you know, I get into the right recovery groove again, because the beginning of the pandemic, I felt like I had such neutrality, and now I've just been like avoiding meals, and because I've been so hungry, I'm just like waiting for the next meal, and I hate that. So I'm definitely, I've always been an addict, you know, and I guess I just really need help. So I put people in my God can all the time, and I'm putting myself now in the God can. So,
gentle reminder.
So, thanks so much for being there, everybody. And if anyone wants to give me a call, I'm Maya K from New York with a J. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Maya K. And after Charity S shares next, we'll take a couple more shares. So please go ahead, Charity.
Hi, my name is Charity, and I'm a compulsive overeater from Reading, Pennsylvania. And I'm really glad to be on the line this morning. Like, you know, as far as being on the ball, I can say, like, what I have on the ball right now is awareness. And I'm coming up on 90 days, and, you know, some of that wonderful freedom and beauty and joy and everything that I was having surrounding like being abstinent and just sitting down and eating my meals in peace, like, had kind of started to completely wither away. And, you know, just as far as like still maybe like not being as aware of like, oh, I'm full now, I can stop eating. Or, you know, eating, instead of eating more slowly, like eating more quickly. And by the grace of God and this program and having that awareness and seeing that there were like problems trying to sneak in, and that there's deeper spiritual issues here. There's deeper emotional issues than just my behavior. I was able to eat my breakfast this morning and take more than 20 minutes in doing it and savor, you know, every bite. And that's how the beginning of my abstinence was like, and that's how I want my abstinence to continue. So I'm grateful for awareness this morning, and you know, I have been struggling, but I'm grateful for when I struggle and when I see that I still am a compulsive overeater, because like, it's just this big reminder for me that I have to keep working this program and working the steps forever, and that this has been my saving grace. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Charity S. So we have time for about three more shares, and who would like to comment?
Laura M.
Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience. And so, who would like to share?
Laura M.
Laura M.
Sherry H. M.
Evan U.
Okay, Sherry H. M. I can just barely hear you. If there's something that you can do, and I heard, was it Kevin?
Evan.
Evan. Okay, Evan U. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I've got Laura M. Oh my goodness, I didn't. Sherry H. M. And Evan, you. So please go ahead, Laura M., and you'll be followed by Sherry.
Good morning. This is Laura M. from Florida. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your service. I really love this paragraph, and what's speaking to me is you know, the paragraph from yesterday, which when it talks about you forget that you have just now tapped a source of power much greater than yourself, is usually the fork in the road from any relapses that I had experienced. Today I'm recovered and I'm grateful for that. And what I love about this particular paragraph, it speaks to me in the same way, I think it's in the doctor's opinion, and I love that we're kind of coming to the end with the same thing, that here was a member, you know, in a large community that saw, you know, a lot of alcoholics per square mile. And he got in touch with a prominent psychiatrist who had that same responsibility for the mental health of the community. And that psychiatrist also proved to be able and exceedingly anxious to adopt this workable method. And you know, in the beginning with Dr. Silkworth saying, you know, this man had ideas and, you know, we reluctantly let him share them and what had come about. And now here we are in a huge community. And this doctor was able to adopt a workable method. And so he inquired, like, what did our friend have on the ball? And in doing that, you know, as it goes on to say, you know, so many people may sink, some may rise, but it almost feels like the beginning of the book on a larger scale because of all the pages between then and now. And yet it's at that same point, and it just screams so much hope to me for so many. And even when it talked about above, you know, to duplicate with such backing, and to maybe accomplish the matter of willingness, patience, and labor. And it's just, you know, the steps in the program, and you just keep repeating, you know, the same protocol and you get the same effects. And they were even doing the test among people here. So just the connection to the beginning and the end here really speaks to me, and still just hope repeating itself over and over again. I'm so glad to be here, and thank you so much for your service. And with that, I'll pass. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. You too, Laura M. And Sherry H.M., please go ahead.
Hi, this is Sherry H.M. from Mount Vernon, Washington State, and that's Sherry with a C. I'm just so grateful to be here. I've been listening since, I don't know, like August of 2014. And I'm so grateful that, you know, God has removed all my desire for sugar and compulsive overeating one day at a time. It's just been a miracle. And this doctor in this paragraph is probably looking for, you know, what's the food plan? What did you do? As a lot of people are, as I was when I walked through the doors. And it's a spiritual program. And I know that if I'm not working on my fears, my resentments, self-pity, that's a big one for me, you know, then I'm going to be right back in the food. So I know I can't do it. God can. I think I'll let him. And if it's not on the page, it's on the plate. And so I'm so grateful for all you people. You're such a beautiful blessing in my life. So thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherry. I'm very glad you're here. Evan, you, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Evan, you from California, compulsive overeater. I've been listening for a little while, first time sharing. I'm very amazed by this and that I didn't know that it existed, having been a program for 23 years. I've had 8.5 years of abstinence and 6 years of abstinence, and now I have 59 days of abstinence, and I just found you. And it, with regards to the reading, the thing that really sticks out to me is just so many alcoholics per square mile. And I just, when this book was written, I don't think there were as many compulsive overeaters per square mile as there are today. And I'm writing my first step. I'm writing on the doctor's opinion. And, you know, it's talking about, do I have the allergy? Am I an abnormal eater? And I'm starting to think like, well, there are more compulsive eaters percentage and obese people than there are people who aren't anymore, you know. So is the trouble caused by my mind or do I have the allergy? Certainly, I do not react sanely to food. And so I just picked up a new sponsor, but I'm very interested in what I'm hearing here. And I'm praying and wondering, should I let go of this sponsor and maybe get someone who sponsors from this group? And I'm just, I would really love to talk to some people and just understand more about, you know, I know Vision for You is just a strong OA meeting and it's not outside of OA. So I'm very clear about that. But there seems to be something that you all have that I don't find in regular OA. I tell you that I am spiritually starving to death inside my regular OA meetings. And that's why since COVID, I've just cast a wider net, you know, because I'm one of these, you know, many of the alcoholics per square mile, compulsive overeaters per square mile, you know, and I need to address this. And I also have listened to this other phone meeting. I don't know if people have any experience, strength, and hope about the OA Big Book Solutions. And so I would just love to talk to some people and learn more about what's happening here because the freedom and the thing that really attracts me is just the neutrality around food. I have experienced that in OA and I know that to be a real thing and very much want to live that way again. Thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Evan. Welcome and please do leave your name as a newcomer. If you haven't had an opportunity to do that, you'll get some outreach calls, and people are so happy to welcome newcomers and share our experience, strength, and hope with you. So at this time, we're going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Dion R. please read A Vision for You? Dion R., star one to unmute.
Hi, yes, this is Diana, recovered compulsive overeater. Glad to read it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this meeting. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot trans something You cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass to you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellow. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find. And then join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you till then.